William Butler Yeats's The Second Coming is a poem that is perhaps best understood by people who have grown up or who know a great deal about Judeo-Christian culture. It is a poem that makes what appear to be explicit references to the apocalypse, which is described near the end of the New Testament in the book of Revelations, and is a book in which kind of outlines the fall of civilization in those terms. Now, you do not need to be someone necessarily who was raised in that particular kind of culture in order to understand what Yeats is talking about in this poem. However, the cultural references and an understanding of those cultural references, I should say, really will help you get a better grasp of what's going on here. At the end of the poem, we have, you know, these lines, you know, "What rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches its way towards Bethlehem, waiting to be born." And one of the questions that we might say is, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, if you're familiar with the book of Revelations, you could see this as the emergence of the Antichrist during the end times. The references to Bethlehem, the references to throughout the poem, a number of images taken from the end of the Bible, the blood-dimmed tide, which is referred to near the end, I believe, of the first stanza, all suggest that this is a poet who's trying to evoke images from particularly the New Testament, and is kind of putting his poem in that tradition. And one thing, again, we might say, as was the case with other poems we've read this semester, we don't necessarily need to know that book or that cultural reference in order to appreciate or understand or get the gist of what Yeats is saying here. However, if we do know that cultural reference, we're going to be able to get a great deal more out of this poem.